Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We're up to Simon Kuf Samaches, if you doubt it. I hope to complete the Simon today, Simon Kuf Samaches, and hopefully even start Simon Kuf Samaches, which will be leading into a different topic altogether of a new topic, which is Ilchas Dvorim Anoigim Besuda. So that would be the completion then of the halachas regarding Betzias HaPas and relevant brachas. So let us start. Hopefully we'll be able to complete. There's quite a lot of interesting halachas in this couple of seifim now here. Seif Yudalet Cholut. That is, Perish Kemin Pas Choltin Oyser Beroyschin. Cholut is, I forgot what the English word is. If you have some dough and you throw it in a bubbling water. I think bagels are done like that. Yeah, what else? I think some sort of dumplings are done like that.
Bagels also get baked as well.
Oh, okay, at what point?
They boil them and then you bake them.
Okay, so we are clearly not referring to something which is baked afterwards. So something which is a dough and you throw it in bubbling water. That's cholut. So what else is there besides dumplings? Is there anything else? They throw in bubbling water?
Some donuts made that way.
Donuts, yeah? Okay, so that's cholut. Cholut, perish kemin pats. It's a type of bread. Cholut in oise beroyschin. You put it in bubbling water. She'achikach ofo betanu. And after that, it's going to be baked in an oven. So if it's baked in an oven, then pas gomuhu, it's proper bread. The fact that it goes through a kind of cooking process doesn't make a difference. It's going to be considered pas gomu proper. It's that's indeed the equivalent of the bagels they're referring to. And you make brocha amoitzi on it. Hagor says the Rambam, v'chein dovo shebdilosu irako. Also, if it's a softer substance, more liquidy substance, shafoi betanu, that was baked in an oven below mashke without additional, let's say it wasn't like fried or anything, without no additional liquid. Tinui kepas, it's still considered bread. You bench afterwards properly. Similarly, if you baked it in a frying pan or in a pan without any liquid, so I don't know if that had that work. If you take a kind of dough and you bake it without any liquids, it's going to be quite dry. I'm not sure if it's always with oil. That would be the equivalent, If you put a little bit of liquid to smear on the ilfas, on the pan, it shouldn't burn. The dough shouldn't burn. That's not considered the liquid. So although there is no liquid, it's still considered a proper baking process, and it's still going to be considered amoitzi. But if it's very, very soft and liquidy, it was fried, it's not considered bread. So I think the point that we need to take off the Shulchan Aruch over here is that if you, well, that's mamash the equivalent of bagels. If you throw something in bubbling water, and you said that some donuts are made like this, so is that certainly bagels, that if you throw it in bubbling liquid and afterwards it's baked, don't say that this is considered something which is completely, don't say that it's not considered baked, but this is considered baked and you're gonna make hamotzi on it. Okay. Seif Tezvav. Toiknin is an interesting case. Toiknin defines as follows. Dehainu she'oisin gumu bekira. You have an oven. That oven has got a hole. It's a kind of kiro. That's what the whole peik in Shabbos is talking about. Peik kiro is about kind of oven with a hole in. And that's normally you'd put the pot there or the pan there. So you had like a special kiro. Kiro. Dehainu she'oisin gumu bekira. So toiknin is as follows. Then she'oisin gumu bekira for noisin bo kemach umayim urovin bo venev for sham. So you had an oven, it's like a fire, and there was like a kind of covering over it, and there was a hole. And normally you'd put the pot there, but here you're not going to put the pot there. What you're going to do is you're going to put the dough there, and it's going to bake. It's going to be a bread being baked there, instead of having a pot, so it's like it's going to be a bread which is going to be formed in the shape of that kira. So toiknin dan shoysin guma ba kira, you make a hole in the kira. V'noisin ba kamach, you put flour there, v'mayim and water, muravim ba, and you mix it. V'nefashom, it's baked there. Mevarach alav berim nemi zoynos. You make berim nemi zoynos. Uvarach asman shalosh, and you bench afterwards properly. Why? And one second, let's carry on. V'im kovas sudos olav, and you kaveh sud on it. Mevarach hamoitzin bekes hamozoyin. So again, sorry. This toiknin, which is water and flour baked in a certain place, if normally you'd make berim and mezonos on it and bracha achrona main shalosh, salamicha, if you're kaveh sud on it, you're going to make hamotzi bekes hamozen. Why would you make mezonos on it? What are we talking about over here? I'm asking the achronim's question. What are we talking about over here? Is this got water and flour? Rabbi is going to be aloch lemaisa in a minute. Water and flour, and you don't make hamotzi on it necessarily. It depends. If you're kovei asud on it, you're not going to make hamotzi. If you're not kovei asud on it, it's going to be mizonos and alamichio. Why? What could be the case?
Because we're saying there's like a depression in the bottom of the oven, and you add the water and the flour to that kind of depression. So then you're boiling the flour in the water because the sides of the hole are going to heat up the water to boiling.
Very interesting.
And that's going to be not a fear.
Good. We're going to get what you're saying is very similar to the lavush, and that's going to lead to the microwave shayla in a minute. But before that, the pashtus. What would the pashtus? Why would you say? Why don't you make a mitzvah in it? It's got water, and it's got flour. So why would you make a mitzvah on it?
There's no dough at any point. There's never a dough.
Well, you're going to mix it. So what is it going to be once you mix it? I suppose it's going to be a dough, which is going to bake. Mishnah Berurah says the following. Sif Kotten Tezvav. I'm a Magen Avraham Shekosav. She'oisim b'dilosi rakamoid. It's a very, very thin substance. Very, very thin dough. V'lochim v'orach laboyim in the mezonis. That's what we're going to make. In the mezonis, below cover. With that cover. T'iloyoiso b'dilosi rakamoid kol kach. If it's not so thin, if it's a bit more thick. Haloi mevoa b'sif yudalet. Afilu b'dilosi rakamoid. It's going to be. So Mishnah Berurah, what he really means is the nivlash. Do you remember the nivlash, Shaila? That's the pizza, and that's the anything that is a more thinner dough. If you have something which is evident from, that has to be pshat over here. That must be pshat. Because we've got to be something which has got water and flour. You mix it, and for some magic reason, you make mezonos on it. What could be the reason? Why do you make mezonos on it? Why mezonos? But if you're kovei asuda, suddenly it's going to be washing and benching. Why? Why? The answer is, according to Magen Avraham, what we spoke about a few days ago, about the Nivlash, the Seif that teaches us that if something is not Pasabo B'Kisnin, we are not talking about Pasabo B'Kisnin over here, massive Chedesh, it's not according to Magen Avraham, it's not Pasabo B'Kisnin. It's a food which is water and flour, and really could become Pasgomu, but because over here, it's thin, and it's normally, that's the crunch over here, that it's eaten, well, and they had the pun. Yeah, because it's something which is eaten as a snack. It's something which is thin and it's eaten more as a. It's evident that you're normally eating it as a snack ish kind of thing when you're a bit hungry and your wife said, supper's not ready yet. Yeah, it's like when you're. So it's that kind of snack. Then, although the ingredients are water and flour, you're not kaveh asud on it, you're having it as a snack. You make mezonos on it. Rabbi said this is mamash important. But pardon? It is the same. According to the Magen Avraham, it's exactly the same. Yes, it is. However, if you're having more, if you're kaveh asud on it, you're going to wash, hamotzi, and you're going to bench hazon. Big chiddush, no? Nobody agrees to that. So now, I bring pizza as an example, as a very controversial example. There is poskim who take the Moshe maybe and other poskim say that pizza potentially could be within that category, but it's a very controversial one. Because again, yesterday I spoke to a postik, an expert in chesbachos. It's not poshut. If pizza is eaten as a snack generally, which in some countries people say that pizza is a snack and not a proper meal, ? But if that's the case, that the society looks at pizza, is that the case? That society will look, if you look at the average person on the street, you tap on the shoulder and you say, Yankel, James, is a pizza a snack or a meal? And they're going to tell you, well, it's definitely a snack. If that's the case, then you're going to have a strong argument to say that if you have less than kviyas suda, in other words, one slice, you're going to make mezonos on it. And this is actually what Reb Moshe Feinstein used to paskin. If you ask in America, the average Yid in America, apparently, maybe not in Lakewood, but probably in New York, you're going to ask an average person in America, what bracha do you make on a pizza? They're going to tell you that it's mezonos if it's one slice, and if it's more than one slice, it's going to be amotzi. That is a fact that comes from... Yeah, so then...
I agree.
So I'm bringing a very controversial example, but that would be this see for your teaching us this. Yeah.
And so I think pizza doesn't really look like hamotzi because it's for you see we say that if something that doesn't look like hamotzi.
Well, it does. It take away the cheese and the tomato, it looks like bread.
But what if there is cheese and tomato?
If it's thin, that's what we're talking about over here. And there's even if there's other ingredients on top, it won't take it away. Yeah. Good. Potentially, yes. But others argued that it's not. Yeah, I know. Some people want to go that mahalach. Yes. Others disagree. Yeah. If you make a mezonos, it would be like that. But many, many poskim strongly disagree with that. And they say that it's actually much more doyma to something we're going to learn later, that it's actually holding you the whole, it's holding the whole food. It's actually a meal. It's clearly a meal. It's enabling you to eat the meal without, so it's clearly for a meal. That's that. Now, I want to add that there is a very interesting opinion, which is aloha. Rabbi, a shayla that was asked, what happens if you make bread in a microwave? What bracha do you make on it? You bake bread in a microwave. Now, Ramush has quite a similar shayla to that. Imagine that. What will you make on it? You make a mozi? Now, there is an interesting levush that learns, it's based on the Rambam. The levush wants to learn totally different than what we just learned now, the Mogen Avraham. Totally. He said, do you know why you make bread with a mezonos in it? You're going to say, well, how can you make mezonos on it? There's water there, there's flour there. Why do you make mezonos on it? So we learned the Mogen Avraham. The Levush says totally different. It's the Mekor is the Rambam. He says that I'm reading the Levush. It's on the page 140 on the top line of the Bialocha. Vine Belevush Kosav Tam. The Levush writes a reason. Mishum She'ain Zederech Lisha. This is not the way of doing Lisha. It's not the regular way of doing Lisha. Veloy Derech Afias Lechem. It's not the regular way of baking. Mishum She'ain Derech Lolush Velefus Bekuba De Ara. You don't normally, it's not a normal place, a normal way, a normal tour of baking. The Levush says the reason why you don't make mezonos, you do make mezonos on this, is not because of it's because it's baked in a very, very strange way. You don't normally bake in an underground kind of oven, kind of. It's not a normal way of baking. Therefore, you make mezonos. Because it's not a normal way of baking, you don't make hamotzi, you're going to make mezonos. According to that, one may argue, what would be the halacha if something is baked in a microwave? According to this levush? Yeah, it could be a strong argument. Could be. Yeah, but that's a proper way of baking. It's a tailor-made way of baking. Okay, so that's with regards to that. So, okay, we carry on. Avol Teresa, a continuous Shulchan Aruch in Tezvav. Dehainu Shalokhin Kemach V'mayim Ma'avinu Yisrael V'shofchin Al-Akiru V'mispashet V'nefe. A Teresa is something that you take Kemach, flour, V'mayim, water, V'mayavinu Yisrael, you mix it, V'shofchin Al-Akiru, and you spread it around the Kiru, spread this oven, V'mispashet, and it spreads V'nefe, and it bakes on the Kiru, not in the Kiru, but on the Kiru, Ein Olaf Teiras Lechem, klar, it doesn't look like bread at all. It's a flat kind of something. It's too flat. It's too thin. You don't make any amoitz in it. It's boim minim zoynos. You vachas min shalosh. And you make an amecha after it. So a fridu kovas with osanov. This is so thin, so flaky, and so, there's so little tzuras a pas in it. It's too thin. It can know, and according to all, and this Torisa, therefore, will be a bracha of mezoinos and not hamoitz. Even if you're kaveh astud on it, it's probably quite similar to other cases that we're lacking tzuras lechem altogether. It's too thin, it's lacking completely substance, it looks of bread, appearance of bread. You're not going to make hamoitz in it. Siv tezayin. I don't know exactly how that looks, but imagine you have a stick, a shpud, kind of stick, and you put bread there. So you take a stick, you put bread there, and you smear on it oil. Oil will put egg on it. Yeah, can you imagine it? Tasty? So that case number one, that's called Nama de Indica, or alternatively, another case altogether, also Lekutach. Now, Lechem also Lekutach is the following. You've got moldy bread, that you put moldy bread, which for the fermentation process you're going to put in yogurt, to have the bacteria to make it even develop even more. Yeah, who's good in physics over here? Can you help us? What's the chemical process taking place? Moldy bread, you put in yogurt to make it even through its fermentation process.
Yeah.
No, you put the bread in the yogurt. It seems to be helping the process of the yogurt, the fermentation of the yogurt or something. That's what kutach is. Lechem also le kutach, so it's moldy bread. Shein oifin oise betanum. Those are not baked in an oven, but hello bechamo. You don't normally put this bread, which is the moldy bread, which you're using for the, and also the former one, which is the bread on a spit, which you put oil on it. You don't normally bake them in an oven. Hello bechamo, but it's normally baked through the heat of the sun. So that you're only going to make boim mezonis on it. You're not going to make hamotz on it. This is not a regular way of it baking, and therefore you're going to make the bracha of boim mezonis and not hamotzi. Although it is baked bread, but it's not baked in the regular way. It's strange. It doesn't have tzuras pas. Therefore, you're not going to make hamotzi on it. Seif yudzayin pashtida is a knish hanefe betano, which is baked in an oven, bebosa with meat. Oy bedogim, you had fish in it. Oy begvina, or there was cheese in it. Bevochla amoitzi beksamozin, you're going to make amoitzi beksamozin. What's the name of this dish? Well, yeah, you have like meat or cheese. If it's baked in an oven, and it's filled with meat or with fish or with cheese, dough around it. And it's a pie. Yeah, well, I suppose. Yeah? Now, if it's the dough has to be a proper dough, which is not like pasta kind of dough, it has to be much more towards the pas on it. And it's only if it was baked without any additional liquid. But if it was very liquid, like the pasta kind of, much more liquidy kind of substance, you don't make a broch, we'll have to eat it within the meal. But the case we're talking about over here is you have a kind of pastry around the meat, around the fish, around the cheese, and that's the way it's baked. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, mevorach lo v'amotzi b'yekes hamozon. You make hamotzi b'yekes hamozon in it. The Mishneh Berurah adds here, Sivkotn Tzadidalet, mevorach lo v'amotzi, haynu afilu b'doloi kova aleho, even if you didn't fix your meal in it. V'loi dotmi lepasa bo b'kisnin. Why is this not similar to pasa bo b'kisnin? That the dough was, why is it not pasa bo b'kisnin? That also perusha pasa mulu b'peres v'tavlein amur b'seif zayin. We learned seif zayin. One of the definitions of pasa bo b'kisnin was that it was a dough that had peres v'tavlein and other additional greens in it. So why is it different in seif zayin? Excuse me, don't make hamotzi on it, but don't make kovas v'dos aleihu. Over there, if you don't fix your meal in it, you're only going to make b'mezonis. Over here, you're going to make hamotzi. Why? There, the pastry was only made, the food was only made lekinuach suuda ulemesika, to add flavor to the meal. It's not the main dish. It's not the main thing. However, here, Masha Enkin Pashti, that this Pashti we're talking about over here, Shememule Bebosso, it's filled with meat. V'derech le'ochlom le'ra'ovon. If you eat this meat with this pie, you're eating it for one reason only. It's because you're hungry. You're trying to, that's the way you're filling your appetite. So that's, it's not for mesika, it's not as a dessert, it's not an additional thing. It's a proper main course. For kidei spoya, and to fill your appetite. V'avekmo shar pas, and it's similar to bread. V'basa, and meat, k'sha'oichel b'yachet, when you eat them together. This, well, if you're... Yeah. Yeah. It's a good question. That's a good question because you take a don't.
Yeah. Then you would.
Any suggestions, Abosai? Why is he not going to get? I mean, we understand that if you've got a whole pie, which is wrapped around, and you've got this meat inside it, the fish inside it, we understand why it's a proper main course, and you have to. Well, that's what. Pardon? Yeah, it needs to have. It's true that what we're talking about over here, the pastry round, it needs to have it needs to have some tzuras apas. It needs to have some. It doesn't have. It's very hard to define. It's very hard to define. You're right. So that goes. Does he have tzuras apas? If tzuras apas is defined as a crust, or if tzuras apas is defined as air bubbles, is he considered tzuras apas? It's not poshut. I don't know, but I think you're right. We don't make hamotzi on it. Yeah, I think it's clearly mizonis. It's possible because then and I. It's not like I think that the croissant is a good example of something which is not as a main course. You're not going to sit down and have. It's clearly a snack, a snack or an appetite or whatever, a side dish. Yeah, but I hear about what you're saying about your case. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah does continue. I wonder if that helps us for your case. And Mishnah Berurah does continue. And he says as follows: V'nira poshut, it's clear. Demasun rekikin ktanin. If it's like smaller measures, u'meurav bohem psisin shel basar, you've got a little bit of meat inside it. If it's like single units and they're smaller, there's a bit of meat inside it. V'nikran, it's recognizable she'en asuim. They're not made ki'im only lekinuach achasu. They're only eaten as a side dish. Dino mamash kepasimu v'peres v'sham minim esika. That would be considered a side dish, and that doesn't go into this category over here. And that would be pasabu v'kisnich. Any over chole bekisamos, and you do not wash and mention it beloikov asuda unless you made this as a main dish, and it would be pasabu v'kisnich category as pasabu v'kisnich. You only make mezonos on it. So I wonder if your case goes into that category. I wonder. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah first. What do you think? Potentially. But maybe because it doesn't look as a main course. It's not like this main dish. It's like a single, smaller unit. Maybe that's what I wonder. I mean, I wonder, maybe that's what it is potentially. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what do you do? So what, another question? Even if it's as a, you're referring to.
It's pastry, it's not bread. It doesn't look like bread. Maybe when it used to be made, it was bread with meat, but nowadays.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying that even nowadays, could be days, it's not comparable. You're saying that it could be that it's. that what he's referring to over here is something that the pastry around it was much more bread-like.
Yeah.
That would answer your question as well, Rabbi Feingold. Could be that's, that would have been an explanation of this Eve. Okay, I didn't actually see this anywhere, but I hear. That would make sense. Because it would have to have more tzuras that pass. I hear that. Good point. Very valid point. Yeah. Okay, let's just get a head start and see if Kuf Samech Tes. Simon Kuf Samech Tes teaches us the following. Din Shamash Besud. Shamash is a waiter in a suit in a meal. So the starting point over here is that if a person smells, is there any, if you're hungry, the worst thing, we all know, what's the worst thing when you're really hungry? Work with food, that's right. It's the worst thing. And even work with food, what part of it is the hard bit when you work with food?
Smelling.
The smelling. That's exactly it. So this Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us to smell food, actually Shulchan Aruch, it's based on a Gemara, that if you smell food and you're not eating it in your life, you have a crave for it, it's dangerous. We know that from Mishnah Yuma as well, that Muberes Sherecho, we give a straight way, and any craving for craving, when you smell something and you're craving for food, is actually quite dangerous. Well, I don't know about dangerous. I mean, I believe the Gemara, but we can all appreciate the severity of the case, right? When you're smelling and you're really, we know what it's like. So that's what we're talking about over here. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol dover everything shemivin lifnei adam that is brought before a person sheyesh le'reach that has a strong smell." The adam toev loy, and a person is craving towards it. He's got a huge appetite for it. Soich liten memenu leshamish miad. You need to give to that shamish, a waiter who's like serving around food, and he's like, he's smelling this delicious foods, and he's like giving to everybody. You know, you can appreciate how difficult it's for him. He hasn't had anything since breakfast, and you know, so give him something. You don't want him to like faint on the spot. So you have to look out. So tzorich lita mimenu leshamash miad. I think this is a beautiful halacha that you have to give him some of the food because he's smelling it as he's serving you. He's smelling it. So be a mensch and give him something before he faints on the spot. So that's the halacha of here, the halacha of din hashamash b'su'uda. The question is, we're going to investigate that more a little bit tomorrow, a little bit more. What happens if he's not a waiter? What happens if he's not a waiter? What happens if he happens to be a if he's not a waiter? He just happened to walk past and. No serving involved. You happen to walk past and you see the person walking past and he smells and he feels like, oh. Then you also have to give it to him only because he's a waiter.
Yeah, maybe, because it could be a bit of life threatening.
Life threatening, not only if you're a waiter, but even if you're not a waiter, it's life threatening. You have to see to it. Yeah. Any other? If he's not a waiter... If it's not your weight, it's not a chais. You're not getting paid. Okay, more on that tomorrow, Mitzvah. Summary of what we learned tonight. We spoke about troiknin. Troiknin is something which is made out of bread, and which is something which is made out of flour and water. If you have less than, if you're not kviyas suda, you make mezonos. More than kviyas suda, you wash and you say amotzi and you bench. Why do you only make mezonos? Need two explanations. Main explanation we're going to avoid, that it's very thin, and therefore it goes into the category of nivlash. It's a thin, it's clearly not a main course, and therefore it's more a snack, and therefore you can get away with mezonos on it. A different explanation, we saw in the Levush understandings of the Rambam, that it's because it's not baked in a regular way, therefore you make mezonos on it if you're not kviyas suda. A tirasa is something which is completely flat, even more flat, and it will therefore definitely be kviyas, it definitely will be going to be mezonos, even if you're kviyas suda on it. Very, very thin. You can make mezonos on it. It doesn't have substance at all. The next case is an amad indica, which is either bread which is on a stick or the bread which has gone moldy and use it as fermentation for the chemical process. All that, you make mezonos on it, although it's strictly speaking bread, but it's lacking its characteristics, and therefore you make mezonos on it. Pashtida, which is a baked item, which has in the middle, it's like a main course, and it's meat or fish or cheese in it, and it's all main course, then it's wrapped around, it is there's baked good around it, you're going to make hamotzi on it, because it's a main course, and it's not comparable to pasa baba kistin, which is potentially a snack. We start at Shamash, which is based on halacha that if somebody smells food, he's going to go very hungry. You better see to him. More on that tomorrow, Mitzvah.